I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. We have Melissa Florio, troop leader of Troop 10615, and Anya Nickel. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is going to be a lot of fun. We wanted to highlight, of course, it's Girl Scout cookie season. This is it. This is everybody. Yeah. You guys are very popular this time of year.
We very much are. They sell themselves.
Yeah, they do sell themselves. You guys have a lot of, it's kind of reputation type thing.
Yes.
But you guys have a lot of fun with that. And I thought for this segment, we're going to play a game a little bit with Anya. You guys have kind of elected Anya to be your representative, if
yes.
you will. And Anya, you're actually working your way up. You're going for your highest rank. Is that what I heard?
Yes. I'm working on my gold award right now,
okay.
which is the highest award in Girl Scouts. We
cool.
have the bronze, and then silver, and then gold.
Awesome.
So that's what I'm working on.
And how long have you been involved with the Girl Scouts?
About 8 or 9 years now, so
oh, wow.
quite a while.
Yeah, but about half your life.
Yes.
About half your life. That's pretty amazing. And you said you're from Freedom, New Hampshire.
Yes, I am.
Very cool. So we got a local girl right here playing, and then Melissa, you're the troop leader, about 8 years, right?
I've been in it a little longer.
Oh, okay.
One of my other daughters, I got brought into her troop to be the treasurer, and then slowly they absorbed me in, like, you know, and
sure.
then I became the leader somehow.
Yep. Once you're in, you're in. Yeah.
I think so. So, yeah. So, but it's been wonderful. I would never not change any of it. You know, seeing the girls grow up and discover who they are and what they can do is pretty amazing.
Talk about Troop 10615 for a little bit. You guys are kind of the Mount Washington Valley troop. There's a few others out there,
yeah.
But you guys are one of the main groups. And it's not just cookies. You guys do quite a bit. So talk about that, just in case somebody out there maybe not
right.
know.
So we do a lot. So my girls are a little older now. They're cadets and seniors. Some they're in junior high and high school. And so we're able to give a lot back to the community, more so than they were little.
Yeah.
So we're always involved finding ways that we can help volunteer and support other nonprofits and their fundraising efforts that they might be doing. So we've gone to the Breast Cancer Walk, or we've been at the Veterans Day Parade, or we help the Pride. We do their balloon arches.
Sure.
So there's ways that we try to give back to the community and not just sell cookies.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. There's always like community projects going on. And I can only assume kind of like maybe the Eagle Scouts or the Boy Scouts, usually that's kind of known for the higher ranks. Is that the type of thing, Anya, that's going on now? You do certain projects to kind of help you raise
yeah.
in the ranks?
So for the Gold Award is pretty much equivalent to the Eagle Award.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, do certain hours. You have to, like, get approved by the Girl Scout Council and has to meet certain requirements in order for it to mm-hmm. count.
Very cool. Have you have anything in the works for that? What are you working on?
Yeah, so my project is a little bit different, but I'm working towards getting green burial sites
okay.
in the valley. So
very
that's,
cool.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great cause. And Melissa, you were kind of explaining before we came on the air here, when it comes to the cookie sales, obviously you guys have a lot going on. There's always fundraising and stuff, but obviously cookie season must be the big year, the big fundraising year.
Yes.
And you guys are not so much out and about now. Well, you were early in the season, and now it's kind of become the personal sales for the girls. Explain that process a little bit.
Right, right. So, yep, so our booth sales are pretty much done,
mm-hmm.
but we are all still out selling to our individual customers and neighbors and school friends, et cetera. So if anyone is interested, they can just contact one of their Girl Scouts that they know of in my troop or the Daisy troop that there is in the Valley.
Sure.
And we can get them set up with whatever cookies they want to. So
yeah, yeah. Well, I've been already yeah. told by numerous people that I know I work with here and live with, people saying, well, get those Thin Mints.
Yes.
No matter how many she wins, make sure you get those Thin Mints.
Well, we joke whenever they're doing their booths, the girls will say the second we're done with Thin Mints, we just shut down the booth. Because
right.
people get angry.
I bet.
They get
I
angry.
Bet, yeah. This is serious business here.
Yes.
Very cool. And then I guess there's something called digital sales as well.
Yes.
That you can check out. And we're going to be able to link up the site with Magic 104. And if you want to purchase cookies from Anya, you'll be able to do it that way. So a lot going on for the troops. What do you guys do with the money that is earned from all these cookie sales?
Good question. We get that asked that a lot.
Sure.
So the girls individually get their own money. And they can use that for buying their uniforms or anything from a Girl Scout store. They can use it for camps, summer camps, and travel, such as Anya went to Europe. And then the troop gets money. And we're currently using our funds for supporting the high award projects the girls are doing around the Valley, as well as they're saving up. All the girls together want to go to New York City. So that's what. And there's a Girl Scout museum there. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I think, Anya, you've gone on a couple trips already through the Girl Scouts.
Yes. I think it was about 2 years ago, me and my older sister, who was in the same troop, we saved up for about 2 years.
Wow.
In order to go on the trip, and we went all over Europe for about 2.5 weeks. Wow. With a bunch of other Girl Scouts, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, what was your favorite part about that trip? That must have been amazing.
Yeah, yeah, my favorite was Switzerland. It was, maybe the chocolate helped a little bit with that, but it was super pretty, and the people were so nice, and so it was a lot of fun.
And didn't you go to the Girl Scout chalet there?
Yeah, there was a, like, a cabin kind of thing that they have set up for the Girl Scouts, and they had like a pin ceremony and everything, so that was a lot of fun.
It's very cool. It's definitely an involved group, and you guys go through a lot, and it really is preparing them at a young age for adulthood.
Correct.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
kind of the thing.
Absolutely. So, I mean, a lot of the work we do in our meetings, you know, is it's all girl-led, so they do all the work. So whether it's we're looking for a badge, whether like last year they did engineering, design,
and programming.
They manage all of that. So we're really more just like mentors and guides.
Sure. Yeah.
But we've been able to do so much stuff for them, and they've been able to have a world opened up for them with Girl Scouts. So it's
excellent.
Cool.
That real world experience.
Yes.
And that goes a long way for sure. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on with us. We greatly appreciate it. We're going to have a lot of fun in just a little bit. And speaking of that, I collected money from the staff here. We wanted to get together and make some purchases. But we thought, of course, if you know the Magic Morning Show, we love to play games here. So we're going to play a game called Smart Cookie, all about pop music. You said you're kind of a fan of modern pop music. And you already recognized the song that was playing before we got on the air here. Hopefully you're a big Magic listener, because I think this game's going to be right up your alley.
Yeah.
And we're actually hungry and we love cookies, so we're going to help you along. I think you're
going
to be all right, though. So that's something to look forward to. That's coming up in just a few moments. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.